Mishalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mirani Marazi Shiachi, the schus Moshe to Peshtin Raisel Moshe Mordechai. And we are continuing our series of Shiurim, Binyani Pesach, based on the Torah Main Rabbein of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We find a lot in Pesach, the Inyanim of Tam, Tam Matzah, Tam Mar, Tam Korban Pesach, Sheishar B'Fiv, Tam Matzah B'Fiv. So that's all outside of the Guf HaMeichel. Even the name Chametz comes from the tam that was mischametz. You have wine. Wine that became sour, it's called vinegar, it's called Chometz. Ramban, Vayikra 23:17, writes that Chometz is Milashem Ma'alo B'Chometz. In other words, Gezel. Chometz is Gezel. Shenigzal Taimo, its taste was stolen. So you see by Pesach a big inyan of Tam. About Eliyahu Navi, there's a Torah, Isha Shalai Tom Tam, Misa Vikura, the Miris and Mosi Shabbos, the Midbar, the Bereish Yisrael, the Chafal of Hei. So he's a person who didn't taste the taste of death and Kura. So what's Pshat? Shalom Eis. What's Pshat? Tam. He didn't die. What do you have to talk about Tam for? Shalom Tam Tam Misa. To say that he didn't die. So it would appear, B'chidish Isser Tam Kikr, Shechutz Mizeh Sheguf HaDavr Nesar, Gam Tam Hu Kikr Vasser. We talk about Tam Kikr, so Chutz Mizeh Sheguf HaDavr Nesar, so not only is the Guf, the food itself, Vasser, but the tam is also like the ikur and it's also aser. And that's because by a tam, you have the nekudas achiyus shel hadavar. A tam b'chol makom, nogel ruchnius muhus hadavar. The tam is the ruchnius, is the spirituality, is the essence of the matter. V'asato ha-torah, gam b'lim ha-mashusoy shel haguf ha-yobish. And the Torah acid it even without the mamashis. In other words, the kuf hadavar is the mamashis of food, and then of the food is the concrete substance, and the tam is just the taste. So the Torah acids the tam ki ikar. It's like the ikar food, because that's the ruchnius, that's the essence. Right? The essence of the food is not, you're not eating it because of the goof mamashis of the food as much as the tam. Right? People usually aren't eating without tam. That's the whole bracha Hashem gave us in food, is the tam. So the tam is the mahus hadavar, and the Torah answered it without mamashis, just the tam itself. Beginning of Shir Shirim, it says Yashkenim and Shikos Piu. Rashi explains Shemishli Kekes Kineset Yisrael L'kiyum Haftocha Sheftiach Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu She'asid Lasser L'sgalus L'vara Lem Tami Torah. That Kineset Yisrael desires a fulfillment of the Haftocha that Kodesh Baruch Hu promised them, that he's going to come back and he's going to be Megal Tami Torah. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kiss us again. Shekinah and Shikos Piu told us at Sinai, and he's going to tell us again in the future. So, Maran Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was already mashish that Ein HaMuvan Shel Tam HaMitzvos Miloshon Siba LaTzivui Ela Gam Miloshon Ti'ima HaMitzvah. So Tam HaMitzvos is not just a reason for the tzivui, but it's the taste. We talk about tami mitzvahs, we talk about the taste of the mitzvahs. Va'aklal. Shebetam, when you talk about tam, that's the chiyus haruchnis, that's the spiritual vitality of the matter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mevar lanu tami ha-Torah. He's going to tell us the mahus of the Torah, the essence, the chiyus, the neshama apnimis of Torah and Mitzvahs. And that's nirmas and yeshekenu and neshikos piu. Peh peh. Shepiru shohu. Sheneshikos mekorah michiyus apnimis. Where does the kiss come from? It comes from the mouth. And what's inside the mouth? The breath, the mahus of a person, is life force. So when someone kisses someone else, they're giving up their apnimis to that person. It's coming from their life force. It's vekus, it's ish v'isha, when it's neshikos piu, it's peh peh. So it's called in Kabbalah vekus rucha v'rucha. It's the two spirits coming together. And that's all the content of revealing the reasons for the Torah. That is Dakus Rucha Barucha. It's the Mahus, it's the Pnimi Sadava. Kumoshim Zorcha Mishu Gili Elio. Someone was Zorcha to Gili Elio, and through that he became wise enough to learn Kol Torah Kula. It's not Shat. That Eliyahu taught him Kol HaTorah Kula. But rather, Eliyahu gave him a tam. He gave him a different hashkafa of a madriga in life. And then he had an elevation in his general hashkafa. So, after you get a Hilei Eliyahu, so it's an ilu for all of your Torah, it's not sure Eliyahu taught you that in specifically that specific chiddush. But Eliyahu and Navi gave you a general elevation. Whom Eliyahu shelo toam tam misa v'kvura. Hu ashliach limsor tam achayim shel tchiyas ha-meis mikoach tal Torah m'chayeyu. Eliyahu didn't taste death. He didn't taste misa. He didn't taste kvura. He is the shliach to give over the tam achayim of tchiyas ha-meis. Because Tal Torah Mechayeyu, what gives a person life is the dew of Torah. So Eliyahu HaNavi is lo tam tam misa v'kvura, because he's the shliach. He's going to bring Tchiyas HaMeisim Eliyahu HaNavi. So he's the shliach to give over the tam achayim of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that mahus, that pnimius, that vitality. Through the Tal HaTorah Mechayeyu. Just like when Eliyahu, and just like again, if you don't call it Torah Kula after you had a Gilui Eliyahu, because he gave you a different time, he gave you a different chiyus, a higher level of chiyus. V'um HaShomer HaPaiten, Tatzlichenu Al Yadu B'Torah. Give us Hatzlacha through him in Torah. He gives us that special time in Torah. We say that in some people say that it's Miris and Motzi Shabbos. Dugma lekach, what it says in the first parak of Megillah. Mar rasa Esther shezimna sam lemishte. What did Esther see that she was mizamein? That she invited Haman to the party. And the Gemara gives another number of reasons for her cheshbon, what her cheshbon was to invite Haman. And then Rabbi Baruch Hu asked Eliyahu HaNavi why Esther did this. And he said, Kekul Tanai Klomer, like everybody. Esther's kavanah was like all the Tanai Namorayim. So it doesn't mean that necessarily that Esther was mechavi to all the different cheshbonis. But rather, Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. In the Mahalach of the Anhaga Eliyona. Esther had Ruach HaKodesh, Esther was following, Esther had this special divine providence. And from that divine providence that she tapped into, all of the reasons were shaykh. In other words, it all goes back to one source, this special Hashgacha. So somebody who zocha a little bit to this Neshika, cooked out Andlish, he looks differently with a higher perspective. So when Esther was able to be mechavi to all these tamim, it wasn't shat necessarily that she thought of what every Tana and Amar said. Elzer Kavan, which he invited Haman Elzer Cheshman. Rather, Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. Esther was tapped into the divine source, and from that divine source flow all the reasons. And so Esther was really at the root of everything. So too, when we talk about death, we talk about the dry bones. Because what happens when a person dies is when it's the same body, but it lacks chivus. The chivus goes away. Whereas when it comes to Lende Torah, Shigah Chaim, Amru Lo Nitna Torah Lo Echle Amon. Torah is called Chaim. Torah gives us Chaim. So it says the Torah was given to the Ochle Amon. What do you mean, Lo Nitna Torah Lo Echle Amon? Tanchum and Parashas B'Shalach. B'man Iker His Batlus Iker Achepzel HaChivus Shavu. By the man, it's recognizable the fact that there's an nullification of the Iker Chepzel, of the primary chefs of the food to the chivs. And the guf chefs is also very, very, very gentle, very subtle, dak ve'adin. The ikar of this chefza is the chivs, is the tam. And this chivs has a lot of tamim. Kamo b'chol gilui ha'chaim asher aguf shu alavush mitzam sema. Yilu mok mishah chivs hu ha'ikir, harei nishar hu molik mekol ha'tamim. Chan rozal amal shenef v'chol ha'tam b'lo yaguf shu ha'magbila. In other words, since we have a body, so the body, the physical, is mitzam sema. But when you get to the Shosh, it contracts the revelation to only that physical revelation. But when you get to the roots, when you get to the Mahus, when you get to the essence, when you get to the Kudus Achius, when you get to that Iker point of spiritual vitality, so then there's no Tzimtzumim. And therefore, the Man, which is spiritual food, the Iker was the Ruchnius. So it had many tamim. Because at the root there are many, many tamim. We can only taste in a food what this food is, because food is limited by its own time. Thank Hashem for all the delicious tamim. But it's limited by its time. But when it comes to the man was spiritual food and therefore was tapped into the source. And it didn't have limits, it had many tamim. Whatever you wanted, the goof was the magbil. When it comes to man, it didn't limit. When it comes to man's kunitz, it's called Peter Rechem L'chol Basar, Sheikul HaShem Bodem Bepehem Yelcha, Bodo Yekiptes B'chor Adam. So Mashmos HaKosuv, the Pasuk means is, and it's the Makor of Nesach Pichin Ben Mai Bois Tfei, Ki Wakoyin Ubailum Al Ben, Umachzir Oto. Pchein Kosuv Arama, B'Sefer HaMitzvus, Mitzvah Pei, that the approach to the Pichin HaBuchor, is Gilu L'Buchor is Shaykh to the Koyin. Harag Yonison, Kedina de Insha, Kain Dina Bibiura, the Mahabi Dilach. Just like people are yours, Kain, so too the animal is yours, they're both yours. You say, my boy say, what do you want more? What do you want more? Meaning the Kain is the Bible. And we have to redeem the child from the Kain. So that's what it says in the Pasuk called Petr Rechem Yelcha. It belongs to the Kain. Ach, but lo tifte, but you have to redeem it from the Kohen. But originally it belongs to the Kohen. So we have to explain the Kavanas HaLashon Peter Rechem L'chol Basar. Why did it say L'chol Basar? Kol Peter Rechem L'chol Basar Asher Yekriv L'Hashem Adu Abayim. Yelcha Ach, but tifte Es B'chor Adam. That is Shenema Kan Shinyan Petarechem, who Gili Harishon shall snatch the Sachaim the door of Amen. What's being said over here is that the Inyan of Petarechem is the first revelation of the Ischashis Achaim, the new life of the children. The Bechor, Shehu Chidesh Tagiluy Adei Shepeter Padarechem, Reu Nosel Gabot HaMusag Ruchani Azeh Shel Chidush HaBonim. So, the Bechor, he opens up the womb of the mother. So he carries on his back the spiritual concept of the Chiddush HaBonim. So he like brings this great Besorah, this tiding, this new revelation of children. It starts with the Bechor. So Peter Rechel Chol Basar, Hu HaMusar HaSichli Atzmo Lefnei Basar Shuguf HaDobar Shaleidus HaBonim. Zeo Peter Rechem Patach HaAnyan So this Petarechem opens up the idea. That's what the word Petarechem means, that it opens up the womb. It starts with him. Before the actual Basa, which is the actual Leidus HaBonim. He opens that up, he opens up that idea that there's going to be a conscious of a new generation. So Petarechem Chol Basar is the spiritual perspective in which there is an emphasis on the unique essence of the children. So the rest of the Messias of the Bechor represents this. He represents this notion of having children, of having l'chol basar. Peter Rechem l'chol basar. He opens up this idea of his chachis habanim. There's going to be this new generation. So he represents the spiritual seichel, the das, that's called Bechor. And the rest of him is tafel to this. And therefore, it's not pshat that the Bechor is the moment of the kinyan shall coin the mufan shall no vavda. It's not pshat that the Bechor is the money and the kinyan of the coin. Like his son or his eved. El shesechel ruchani ze shuikar mahut umtziut ha-Bechor hu kadosh v'sheyach l'kohen. Doesn't mean that the Bechor is really the mom and the kinyan of the coin, like his son or his abbot. But rather, this is spiritual seichel, which is the primary essence. And the metzius of the Bechor is kadosh. This idea, this spiritual idea of the hischashis hachaim of the Dor HaBonim, is the Iker Messias of the Bechor, and that's holy, and that relates to the coin. Not the Gufa Bechor, but the idea of the Bechor. So since the whole essence of the Bechor is this spiritual idea that he's the Chiddush HaBonim, HaMusag HaRuchani Hazeh Shel Chiddush HaBonim, so the rest of him is just Nigro or Mimela, the Basar, it's just es shlep sich mit aguf. It's just carried afterwards. If you have the Petarechem, the spiritual idea, and that's l'chol basar, and then the guf is schlepped afterwards. And that's shaykh to the coin, because it's a spiritual idea and it's kedusha, and that's what the coin gets. And that says Achbadot Tiftes Bechor Adam. And this it says, you should redeem the Bechor Adam. What does that mean? You give the pigeon to the Kohen, and the male of the Bechor goes to the father. But if he wasn't redeemed, so he's begedr shel kedusha seichel, that's shaykh to the Kohen. And when you do the pigeon, the kedusha is not chal on the kesef. Rather, the Kohen, who had this chus, it remains with him. And the redemption is only what was tefillah to the Iker. And the Bechor remains for the father. And therefore, the end of the parashas both says, Al-Kenu Zerbech Hashem Kol Petter Rechem and Zechor Mechol Bechor Benai Efte starts with Bechor Behem and then Bechor Adam. Why? Because it starts with the Behema, because there B'Pshitus, it remains Kula Hashem. Because it's brought as a carbon. The Bechor is brought as a carbon. Al-Kein Ani Zovech. Al-Kein Ani Zovech L'Hashem Kol Petter Rechem HaZachar. So that goes to Hashem. And the Bechor Banai Efte, meaning the physical part of my son, I'm going to take back. So it says, called Petarechem, this is the spiritual idea of Petarechem. And that's holy, and that belongs to the Kohen. And then the called Basar is left after that. Asher Kribu Lashem. Vadim Uveim, so the Adam you redeem. Ach Padu Tiftes Bechor Adam, that's redeemed. So in other words, since the Guf is neighbor after the Ruchnis, so the Kohen gets both, and then you're redeeming the Guf. The spiritual part remains with the Kohen, and therefore mentions the animal first in this pasuk we just quoted. Al-Kenu Zerbech Hashem Kol Petter Rechem, because there B'Pshitus remains with Hashem, and by the Bechor also part of him remains with Hashem, with the Kohen, who represents Hashem, meaning the spiritual part, the spiritual idea of the Yischashis Dorabonim. Hashem came the physical, goes to the Father. And in this parsha, we have another chiddush in the whole approach to Hilchos Deis. It says in the Parashas Manos Kehuna, Kol Korban Ulchol Menchasam, Kodesh HaKadoshim Toch Lenu, Rashi explains, Lime Al Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shein Echol Mel Ba'azol Uzrichi Kehuna. All their korban and all their mincha, the kodesh kodeshim tochlenu. So this teaches us that kodesh kodeshim are only eaten in the azara and to mel kohanim, and that requires an explanation because the pasuk was maskir b'kodesh hakodeshim tochlenu. What is b'kodesh hakodeshim? The holy of holies. You don't eat in the holy of holies. So writes the Ramban, "Lo avinosi kodesh kodeshim not kol achilas korban." What are you talking about? You don't even have a Quran. So Rashi brings that it's eaten in the Azariah, but the Pasuk says Kodesh Kadashim. And he brings Rashi's Rabbi Yudim and Seder in Zvachim 63a, Rashi Akusim and Kifos Azara, Minayan Kodesh Kodashim Shinechol and Fidu Heichol. So how do you know that if the guys around the Azariah, they can't get it, the Jews can't get in, how do you know the Kodesh Kodashim can be even in a Heichol? That includes even Hechel. And it says that the Ramban writes, in your Rabbi the Messer and Serbs, that if Hem are Kosses of Makoinis, it's Kir Be'ema. Shenamai. Viskilo Be'ema, Shom Nechol, Be'echol, Baroi, Shiyom, Shenechol, Mafil, Lufna, Lufnim, and Mekif, Wesa, Hechel. So Ramban says, the Rabbi the Messer, said that the pasuk is talking about a time of ones. Normally it's even the azara, but in a time of ones, You can eat it in the heichal. And he was very careful. He said in the heichal, really, he could have said you eat it even in the Kodesh Kadashim. If necessary, there's an onus and they can't get into the heichal, you can eat it in the Kodesh Kadashim. But he didn't want to say actually eating the Kodesh Kadashim, because there's a certain limud here in edelkeit that a person should be careful even in his dibur. Not to say to eat in the Kodesh Kadashim, he didn't want to say, even though that's the fact, that if there's an onus, you can eat in the Kodesh Kadashim. Because you want to show in your speech that you have Yiras HaMakom. So he said, even the Heichal, like the idea of saying Yiras HaShemayim, the very word Yiras HaShemayim went to Yiras HaShem, you can also say Yiras HaShem. You say Yiras HaShemayim to show you don't even want to say Hashem's name, you didn't have the Yiras even expressed in those words. You don't say Av HaShemayim, you say Yiras HaShemayim, because the Yiras is expressed in your speech. You're also, the Rebbe Seder expressed in his speech this type of Yira. You have some Kedush Samakom, so you don't want to say that in the time of Onus you need it in the Kodesh Kadashim. So he said in the time of Onus you can eat it in the Heichal. What it appears Pshat and Rashi is, who writes that this teaches you that Kodesh Kadashim can be eaten in the Azor, it's not Pshat that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro says this pasuk is talking about a specific case where the Goyim were makif the Azor, and therefore you're able to eat it elsewhere. But rather, he learns the pasuk Kodesh Kadashim Techelenu, Shafilu Achilu B'Sarach HaZar, and Achilu B'Sarach HaZar, B'Makom Shenitfal Kodesh Kadashim. Rebbe ben Maaseiro says that there is a tzil that you're eating it in the Kodesh Kadashim. And Rashi says this teaches you that it's being eaten in the Azara. What this means is that when you're eating in the Azor, you're eating in the place that's tafel to the Kodesh Kadashim. The Kodesh Kadashim Techelenu means Achila Ba'azara, Shabagabe Zeh, Yitfeil the Kodesh Kadashim. It's like you're eating the Kodesh Kadashim without actually going into the Kodesh Kadashim. And this is a Tzil B'Das Shaluch HaZeh, a person standing in the Azor, with the Kavana as if he's eating in the Kodesh Kadashim. As if he's eating in the Holy of Holies, because this place, the Azor, is Messiah to the Kodesh Kadashim. Therefore, you can say the Kodesh Kadashim Techelenu. But the Maisa, to actually go into the Heichal and eat there, and certainly to go into the Kodesh Kadashim and eat there, it's not there at Harris. So the Mele Mikorach Zer, we hear him say, we learn in Halacha B'Negei L'Maisa, that if the Goyim surround the Azor and you can't get in there, so then you eat it elsewhere. You can eat the Kodesh Kadashim, you can eat the food in the Heichal in the Kodesh Kadashim. Shloi Tafel Chomer in the Eker. Because it's only when you're reading the Azor, it's only Tafel to the Kodesh Kadashim. So certainly you can eat the Kodesh Kadashim. So even when you're eating it in the Azor, you're not eating it Petar Azor. You're eating it Petar Yisro Chatzir Almod, that's a Chatzir to the Heichal in the Kodesh Kadashim. So to the parashas Sabbath, unfortunately, Achilas Mincha, b'chatzar ol mod yochlenu. You're reading it out chatzar ol mod. So with this, we have a tzio, we have an illustration in an ahavah of l'chadeus, and not in ma'isa, that a person's in a matzav er shtel tzich tzu. A person's mind himself. He stands himself as if he's eating in the Kodesh Kadosh. That you're eating the kodesh, you're eating in the azar, but it's as if you're eating in the kodesh kadosh. And the nafkamina lamais is if the goyim surround it, don't let you eat in the azar, so then you can eat it in the heichal of the kodesh kadosh. But even when you're eating in the azar, it's as if you're eating it else, being tafel to the kodesh kadosh. And that's what they were kaveh here in the avodah below pesach, pesach al shuma, matzah al shuma, b'martim zevach pesach ul hashem rav shir posach. So we spoke about Tanim. Gemara talks about Tam Matzah, Tam Pesach. So Chayim Avodas Halayli Matanim. Umaisa Mitzvah Nisarif Al Shuma. Vuchidu Shmitzis Mitzvah B'Korban Pesach. So the Avodas Halayli with these times, with the taste of, again, we said the taste is the mahusa ruchnis, is the spiritual essence of the food. So you have these time in the time of the Pesach and the time of the Matzah. And the Maisa Mitzvah is mitzvah to the Al-Shuma. Why are you doing this? To the time of the Mitzvah. Again, not just the taste of the Mitzvah, the reason for the Mitzvah, not just the reason for the Mitzvah, the taste of the Mitzvah. And that's the Kiddush from Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Karban Pesach, Shivas Yam Tochel Olav Matzis. What does it mean, all of? Tochel Olav Matzis. Karban Pesach, seen on the first night. So what's the 7 days, all of, Shivas Yam Tochel Olav Matzis? Rather, all seven are Tochel to the Kiddush of Karban Pesach, and are drawn from the Yamuna that was Nishrish, and Tezvah. And that's the Hemshech HaPasach, Matizkar, Tzimtizkar, Mir Tzitzan, Kol Yom Yechayecha. In other words, even during these 7 days, there is this tashlis of the a spreading out, an extension of the Shoshi Yamuna, the Kol Yom Yechayecha. That's why there's this emphasis on time, because even when you're eating these foods, it goes along with the time, Al Shema, why are you eating it? And it all goes back to the Shoresh HaEmuna and Hashem that we had on the level that we received on the Lel Tezvav. And even when you're eating the Matzah, it goes back to the Matzah, it goes back to the Pesach of the first night. It's Tafel, the Matzah is Tafel, the Kedushas HaKarban. And the Kedushas HaKarban is Matzah, Tizkor, Yom Tizkor, Yom Tizkor, Yom Tizkor, Yom That these 7 days are mispashit to all the days of your life. So that's the special time we have in these Ta'amim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.